Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The U.S. has evacuated the base in Guantanamo, sending 1,000 non-essential workers and their pets out of harm's way as a monster hurricane approaches. Melissa is a 5 and growing, the wind picking up to 165 miles an hour. As it nears landfall in Jamaica tonight, days of rain will bring floods and likely landslides. Melissa has killed 4 people across Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Air traffic controllers will miss their first paychecks tomorrow. Service members could miss their first paychecks Friday. Federal assistance for 42 million Americans relying on SNAP benefits runs out Saturday. ABC Stephen Portnoy says one federal union has had enough with the political posturing.
Senate Democrats have been holding out, citing the need to extend expiring health insurance subsidies. But the American Federation of Government Employees says both parties have made their point, and now it's time to end the shutdown.
This is ABC News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Authorities are now investigating after a social media post accused Madison school employees of assaulting a child. Madison police are on the case, and they say at least part of the story is inaccurate. It all started when a woman posted online accusing staff of Whitehorse Middle School of physically and sexually assaulting her 13-year-old son. In the video, she named those staff members, showed photos, and gave out what she said was their address, and even included a photo of the house at the address. The video has been seen tens of thousands of times, and some comments suggest violence against the staff members named. However, the State Journal talked to the homeowner at that address from her video, and he told the outlet that's his home and the employees have nothing to do with it or his family. Access Dane property records from the city assessor's office seem to confirm that. He says now people have been driving by or sitting outside his house. A spokesperson for the Madison Metropolitan School District says they pulled together a team to handle the situation according to district policies, and Madison police say they investigated through the weekend. A police spokesperson says they did initial interviews and reviewed security camera footage. They said, quote, details being widely shared on social media appear to be inaccurate and potentially harmful, end quote. Their statement says they, quote, ask the community to allow us to conduct a thorough and fair investigation, end quote. Of course, this comes after a violent attack in a West High School restroom that sent a student to the hospital a couple weeks ago. Video, later published by WISE, was incredibly difficult to watch. 2 teens were arrested for that attack, and another was ordered to court. The Madison Board of Education has a regularly scheduled meeting tonight, and they're likely to address one or both of these issues. We'll have more coverage for you in tomorrow's newscasts. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers sink the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers rallied in the second half to win 35-25. Matt LaFleur on what he saw from his team despite a slow start.
The greatest thing I saw from our guys was I didn't see any panic. They stayed together, and we cleaned up some things that we didn't do in the first half.
Tight end Tucker Kraft scored his second touchdown of the game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we saw some things in the first half where, you know, we were just one block away from this. We looked ourselves in the mirror and we said that wasn't good enough. We came back out in the second half and we executed.
Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked about hearing the Go Pack Go chants during the game.
I've heard that chant for 18 years, so Packer fans travel really well. First time in a while I've used silent count for a home game. That's a credit to those Packer fans.
At Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with sports on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies on your Monday afternoon and east winds will reach the upper 50s. Overnight, a few clouds, the lows will drop to around the 40-degree mark. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies break out the umbrellas of the afternoon, a chance of showers and upper 50s. Right now, it's 55.
Busted pencils. Fully lettered education talk.
You know, one of those things, and speaking about AI, guess what I did? I used AI to prepare for the show today, Johnny.
You
know,
of course I did.
I got it together, put up a little outline. You know, the suggested title, AI, Apocalypse or Opportunity.
But you can guess what the AI thinks, Tim.
Yeah.
Subscribe to Busted Pencils wherever you listen to podcasts and at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by the chief economist for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. We talk about the shutdown status and what challenges Americans face with the removal of the ACA subsidies. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
92.7 WMDX, talk radio that actually talks to you.
Excellent.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. As many of you know, I've started and owned several businesses in my life and always tried to have a social conscience about them, but never been quite as out there as the Monaco Brewing Company is. These guys are really merging capitalism and activism. Kirk Bangstad is on the line with us. He is the owner and operator of Monaco Brewing and their latest project, the new economic collective, the Monaco Marketplace. The website, Monaco, M-I-N-O-C-Q-U-A, brewingcompany.com. And on Blue Sky, it's MBC Brews at bluesky.social. Kirk, welcome to the program.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me. I thought we were meeting an hour later, and so I was just out for a walk up north, like around a lake. So I just got back. Thank God we got each other in time.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So I apologize for my flannel and my hat. I probably would have gotten a little more gussied up had I not been off by an hour.
You look great, Kirk. You look great. And, given the way the weather's going, it's just perfect. So tell us about the Monaco Brewing Company. How where'd you guys come from and what got you into, merging political activism and beer?
Yeah, so I grew up in Wisconsin, in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, but I had, lived in New York City and was doing management consulting for Facebook, Oracle, and Google, and moved back to Wisconsin when my wife got cancer. And we went to vacation in this beautiful area called Monaco, Wisconsin, in the northern part of Wisconsin. And she started thriving there. So we decided to stick around. And the only time you can make money, the only way you can make money in northern Wisconsin is really in tourism. So there was a guy wanted to sell his brew pub, the Monaco Brewing Company, and I bought it. And so I peacefully ran that restaurant for about 4 or 5 years. Unfortunately, my wife passed. And then all of a sudden, COVID happened and put restaurants, breweries, and bars all in the tornado of disease. In my consulting past, I had also worked on many political campaigns. I was a policy director for Anthony Weiner's mayoral campaign in New York City, and I had worked on Jim Doyle's campaign for governor in Wisconsin. And so I was, at heart, a big progressive, but I never, as most business owners do, especially in rural areas like the one I was living in Wisconsin, I didn't wear my politics on my sleeve and I kind of kept it to myself. But when restaurants and bars became the center of COVID, I decided to speak out. And that kind of led to this this world of activism, because my outspokenness garnered a lot of more, you know, attention on Facebook. The New York Times came to Minocqua right before the Biden election and did a feature on, you know, my activism. And so I figured I was already, I let the cat out of the bag. People knew I was progressive in a very MAGA area. And I just leaned into it and I started making what I call progressive beer. And so the first beer we ever made was called Biden Beer, inoffensive and not bitter.
Because, I love
and
it.
And it was a Kolsch. It was a Kolsch, which is inoffensive and not bitter. Uh-huh. And he wasn't my first choice, but thank God he was elected as a, you know, in terms of our other choice. So that's how it all started. And I just leaned into it from there. And now I basically say I'm an activist that funds his activism through the sale of once beer, now the sale of other progressive companies' goods through my marketplace that we've created.
Well, this is fascinating stuff. Politics and capitalism can go hand in hand. Tell us about the marketplace.
So when I've been doing, selling beer for 5 years now, but because I've been so outwardly progressive. Oh, I should also mention we started a super PAC called the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC, and I call it Dark Money Meant for Good because super PACs are inherently evil. But if you're going to fight the Koch brothers and you're a business, that's one way to do it. So so we've raised about $2 million in our super PAC, and because we sued to get Donald Trump off of the ballot after Colorado got him off of the ballot. We sued to get rid of private voucher schools, which are parasitic. It's sucking the money out of public schools in Wisconsin. So all that activism obviously made me a pariah for distributors, beer distributors, who are generally lean way to the right because it's multi-generations of families who are kind of like own the beer distribution world. So I already had to diversify as a company in order to make money. So we started making coffee. I have a woke coffee brand because woke and caffeine go hand in hand, and we have choice wine, and I found a great a vineyard in California who makes wine, and we give money to reproductive rights groups. So I've already diversified outside of a brewery. And when Trump got elected, in January, I was on vacation because nobody sells beer in January after the holidays. Nobody drinks a drop. And so I go on vacation, and I was given Erica Chenoweth's essay, and she's a Harvard Kennedy School professor who wrote about resisting authoritarianism in America. She wrote it in 2022, potentially anticipating, what might happen if Trump got reelected.
Right, and she was the 3.5% person.
Yes, yes. And her essay was given to me by a retired Army colonel who had a second home in up north in Wisconsin, who was at the Pentagon, who was doing, they were role-playing what might happen if Trump didn't leave. And he's like, Kirk, you got to read this essay by Erica Chenoweth. And in that essay, she went through, since World War II, all the way through like the Pinochet era, in Chile, all these authoritarian governments, Lech Walesa or whatever in Czechoslovakia. She went through all these periods of what worked, what resistance tactics worked and what didn't work. And she tried to put them together to give kind of a playbook for what we could do as Americans to resist authoritarianism. One of the things in that little playbook she came up with was called an economic cooperative, where a bunch of businesses all get together. Think about it in World War II. The Jews living in the same part of Germany were being oppressed. And so, their Jewish businesses, the Jews would then buy goods from Jewish businesses. They would keep that money together in their communities so that they wouldn't be funding businesses that were bending the knee to Hitler and oppressing them. So that's the idea of an economic cooperative as a resistance model, is to keep the money together so you're not funding your oppressors. I read that. I was like, I'm already doing this to a certain degree. I've already collected a bunch of progressive businesses that I relabel their products and sell them as progressive products. might it make sense to build an economic cooperative on steroids, which would be, you know, an e-commerce site where people would know that everything they bought from that site is coming from a progressive company that has pledged to never bend the knee or give money to MAGA extremists or the Trump regime. So that's what our marketplace is all about.
Wow. And the website is?
It's ManaquaMarketplace.com. So it's a weird way to spell it. The Minocqua is a Native American term meaning noonday's rest. So M-I-N-O-C-Q-U-A marketplace.com. There's about 60 businesses now who have joined. And, you know, we've got cheesemakers, Wisconsin cheesemakers. We've got people who make toilet paper there. I'm trying to become the Amazon for progressives.
Wow.
Because we no longer trust Bezos anymore. He's already, you know, bent the knee both with Amazon and with the Washington Post. Obviously, I've got a lot of ways to go before I become the Amazon of anything. But the goal is to be a substitute for anybody who wants to buy something from a company that has bent the knee to Trump. I want to have a substitute product that you can buy through the marketplace.
That's spectacular.
That will actually fund that business. It doesn't just make me money. It keeps those progressive businesses alive, and it protects them because we're all part of a group. You can't boycott a group as easily as you can boycott one company.
No.
And I've been boycotted, so I understand it. So
yeah.
The strength in numbers is why we're also building this marketplace.
I totally get it. And for our listeners, Kirk and I have no business relationship here. He's not an advertiser or anything like that. I was just so impressed by this. And the thing that first turned me on to what you guys were doing was your Substack newsletter. You know, I'm getting the Substack news. I think I must have signed up some time ago trying to buy beer from you. And as I recall, I couldn't get it shipped to Oregon. You started this progressive newsletter also on Substack. Tell us about that. We got about a minute and a half left before we hit a hard break here.
Got it. So ultimately, the New York Times didn't start off being the New York Times. The original newspaper was a circular that was created to help sell products to the local grocery store. And so they're like, we might as well provide some useful content as opposed to buy my orange. You know, so, you know, it's the original newspaper was an ad. And so what I'm doing now is if you buy a T-shirt or a beer from me, I get your email address. But instead of just sending you an email saying, can you buy more beer from me, I hired writers. I hired Patty Vasquez at WCPT 820 in Chicago. We got another progressive talk show host in Appleton called Ben Kamenos. They write for me. I pay them to write for me, and I sponsor their writing by selling products. So our newsletter is hard-hitting political analysis coming from the Midwest, and we do a different new writer writes every day, and then hopefully I ask people to sponsor that news by buying my products or the products from my progressive partners on the marketplace.
Yeah, it's just great. You can go to Substack, and what would you plug in if you wanted to find it at Substack.com?
It's Minocqua Brewing Company Times.
There you go. And by the way, Kirk, you are always welcome to reprint anything that I've published, you know, any of my articles. Feel free. You don't even need to reach out. Kirk Bangstad, he's the owner and operator of Minocqua Brewing, MinocquaMarketplace.com, and BrewingCompany.com. Kirk, thanks so much for the great work you're doing.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Great talking with you. You're an inspiration.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this. It's Anything Goes Weekend.
Boy. Man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance.
And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, it's spelled Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get that 37% discount and the free shipping on Super C Serum, Vibrance Super C Serum. Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. 24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. David in Tyler, Texas. Let's try it again, David. What's up?
Well, can you hear me now?
I can. It's working.
Okay. Well, I just had a little input. I'm from... Because we were talking about the addition to the our destruction of the East Wing,
mm-hmm.
and I got this message from an activist that was telling me that was connected to DC and saying it wasn't about the East Wing at all, about that building. It was about the bunker underneath. And yesterday, I guess it was, I was hearing you talk about it, the bunker a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's doing is expanding the bunker.
That's true. That's true. But he didn't need to tear down the East Wing to do that. That bunker already is larger than the footprint of the East Wing.
Well, apparently,
and it goes down several stories.
What rang a bell for me was that, you know, where he's not going to want to leave. Mm. So maybe he's expanding the bunker big enough to be comfortable.
Yeah, I think if he's expanding the bunker for his own personal reasons, if this is Trump's idea, as opposed to, you know, the military saying, hey, here's an opportunity to upgrade things. Then I would think that it might be that he's anticipating the possibility of a nuclear war with Russia or China, and he wants to make sure that the bunker where he and his family will hide out until the war is over is more than adequate to be radiation proof and blast proof and all that kind of thing, rather than a place to hide out if Gavin Newsom gets elected president or something.
Yeah. Well, it just sounded like it was going to be huge.
Yeah.
And
maybe he wants to put gold filigree all around.
Can't get rid of it. Maybe he's really scared of protesters as well.
Yeah. Having a video where you're dumping feces on protesters is like, I mean, that is as un-American as you can get. I mean, this country was founded on protest, regardless of your political worldview.
He's going to push the limits as much as he can.
Yeah. My dad used to quote the Republican refrain, which was, I may disagree with what you say, but I will fight to the death your right to defend it. I will defend to the death your right to say it. And that is gone now from the GOP. David, I got to run, but thanks for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Anything Goes Weekend, your calls up next. Stay with us.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Online right now, we guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800.
T. Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dustin Mack from Appleton's History Museum at the Castle. We talk Wisconsin Dells ghost boat tours, and musician Strategic joins me in studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers is pushing to get FEMA disaster funding after the Trump administration said no. Evers says the Trump administration denied Wisconsin's application for public assistance for Door, Grant, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties after those severe storms and flooding in August. In response, the governor announced he'll file an appeal to ensure those six counties get the support they need to rebuild, recover, and address more than $26.5 million in disaster costs. In a letter sent to the governor, FEMA said that while the impact to individuals and households was significant, based on the preliminary damage assessments, quote, it has been determined that the public assistance program is not warranted, end quote. Those preliminary damage assessments last month included people from FEMA, emergency management, and local officials. They all validated that more than $26 million in damage. Now, the governor is directing Wisconsin Emergency Management to gather more information on all that damage to the public sector and certain nonprofits for the future appeal. And a reminder, part of John Nolan Drive will close overnight this week starting tonight. The northbound lanes of John Nolan will close at 7 o'clock, and it'll open back up in time for the morning rush at 6 o'clock in the morning. Crews will be installing storm sewers as part of the years-long reconstruction project. It'll continue to close every night this week through Thursday. And another road closure started this morning. Packers Avenue is closed at the railroad tracks. The railroad company is replacing the crossing. There's a detour using North Sherman and Aberg Avenues. That project on Packers Avenue is expected to also take just 4 days. City staff say it should be open again Thursday by 5 p.m. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies on your Monday afternoon and east winds will reach the upper 50s. Overnight, a few clouds, the lows will drop to around the 40-degree mark. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies break out the umbrellas of the afternoon, a chance of showers and upper 50s. Right now, it's 55.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Give us a jingle. What do you got for us, Dick? What do you got for us, Charles?
We have CG on the line.
Mark, what do you got for us?
We have Matt on the phone.
Joe, what do you got for us?
Hi, guys. Great show, as always. Your callers are the spice that makes your stew the most wonderful thing ever.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
Joe, thank you very for that much. Comment.
We have this round table, and we've got all these great listeners who call us on a regular basis and throw their two cents in. This is fantastic stuff.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend sports and news headlines. Also be joined by our friend and colleague, Jane Matinere of Matinere on Air. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
He said just day one, but we knew the score. Now he's sending troops to settle old score. From L.A. streets to the Capitol's dome, he's making this land feel less like home. He's a dictator with a MAGA crown, turning our freedoms upside down. Laughs off the laws, says it's just a game. But democracy's torch is losing its flame.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, I got a couple quick questions about the East Wing. Mm-hmm. I was bouncing around on TV the other day, and I just caught a little bit of it where Trump was saying that he was going to finance the whole thing, and
he lied.
I thought he said something about that he was going to also have some donors help. Sounds kind of sketchy. You know anything about it?
Yeah, it's against the law. There are three different laws, and I believe that there's a piece about this over at Daily Kos. There's three different laws that, yeah, here it is. That make it illegal for private agencies to fund public properties. The first is called the Anti-Deficiency Act, which is the foundation of federal appropriations law. It prohibits federal employees from obligating or spending funds in advance or in excess of an appropriation made by Congress. There's an exception for emergencies involving safety of human life, but that's it. And then there's the purpose statute. This is a law that restricts the use of appropriated funds to their intended purpose. And then there's the augmentation principle, which prohibits agencies from adding to their congressionally appropriated funds from outside sources, including private gifts. So these people who have and these companies that have donated money to Trump to build this monstrosity, this abomination, this replica of Vladimir Putin's grand throne room in the Winter Palace, are in violation of the law. They are in violation of the anti-bribery laws, and that's the Altria Group, Amazon, Apple, Booz Allen, Caterpillar, Coinbase, Comcast, Hard Rock, Google, HP, Lockheed Martin, Meta, you know, Facebook, Micron, Microsoft, Next Era Energy, Palantir, Ripple, Reynolds American, T-Mobile, Tether America, Union Pacific Railroad, and then there's a whole bunch of foundations and wealthy individuals who gave money. So, according to, now I'm not an authoritative source on this, I'm not an attorney, but according to this fairly well-written article, a list of lawbreakers have been announced is the title of it over at dailykos.com. It looks like some of these people might be in big trouble. Back to you, Tom.
Who's going to stop them?
Well, that's the problem. It would have to be Pam Bondi. I doubt that's going to happen.
Sure.
But, probably what's the old saying? What comes around goes around?
Yeah, they'll probably dedicate a gold bathroom for her when they get it done.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, okay, well, I kind of thought it was sketchy as heck, but yeah, I'm glad you cleared that up for me.
Yeah, it's sketchy in the extreme. I mean, the whole thing, and he shouldn't have been tearing down the White House without, you know, the historical board and preservation board, and there's a bunch of agents. If you want to even change the windows in a building that's got a historic designation in Washington D.C., you got to jump through all kinds of hoops, and the law does not specify the White House, because no lawmaker ever thought that any future president would be insane enough to tear down part of the White House without even consulting Congress or the people. But here we are, you know,
found a way around that. Yeah. He found a way around that.
There you go. I mean, whoever runs against Trump in 2028, if he runs again, it needs to go back to the old Papoon for President slogan from 1968. Not insane was his slogan. that's what we need. Tom, it's always nice hearing your voice. Thanks a lot for the call. Billy in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Hey, Billy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Good to speak with you.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions about Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was telling me about two different websites for Social Security information where you can call in and ask questions and they'll tell you about your benefits, etc. And both of these websites reference two new guidelines regarding deposits. First of all, that you're going to have direct deposit. And if you don't, you will not get a paycheck.
That's correct. That actually started this month, this coming month of November, or starts in December or January. But I believe the last checks went out this month of October.
Okay. So the second part of that is that when those checks are deposited in your account with the new DOGE algorithms that they've put in place, when that check is deposited, they're going to look at your bank account and see what your balance is.
No, they can't do that.
Okay, this place is saying that if it was over $400, it would automatically instigate an investigation.
No.
Into
no.
your financial situation.
No. Somebody's trying to scare you, Billy. That's not true. They do not have the power or the authority to, when you make a deposit in somebody's account, you can't see what's in their account, and neither can the federal government. They would have to have a warrant to do that. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Trump, did that sort of thing against his political enemies, but they're not just going to go after random people who are on Social Security.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
And Social Security is not means tested, by the way. Charles Koch gets Social Security. I'm assuming he's signed up for it. Billionaires get Social Security. There would be no reason to look and see what your activity is.
Right. I realize it's not means tested, but yeah. I just wanted to clear that up and make sure of my information.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I stand behind. I've not seen the sites that you're talking about, but if I'm wrong, I would be astonished. I'm quite certain I'm not wrong. So, Billy, relax.
I trust you.
Okay, there you go. Social Security's still with us. I mean, Social Security is facing some serious challenges, and the Republicans do want to privatize it. They want to give it all to Jamie Dimon, and get big kickbacks and all that kind of stuff, just like they're doing with Medicare Advantage. But we're not there yet. So, Billy, thank you for the call.
Well, thank you so much.
Sure enough.
Thank you. I enjoy your show so much.
Thank you for your
thank
kind
you.
Words. Marty in Chicago. Hey, Marty, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Happy Friday. I came across, I was watching some videos the other night, and I stumbled upon this one where it was all of these Nebraskan farmers, right? And a lot of them had voted for MAGA, and they were all like, turn around just saying how terrible his policies were. But a lot of these farmers kept mentioning this platform called Acre Trader, and I'd never heard of it before, right? So I did some digging, and what Acre Trader is a platform that allows foreign investors to buy up foreclosed farms. And I guess it's like a way to like expedite, like real serious investors that want to buy farmland and puts them, and just allows them to buy up foreclosed farms. But anyways, like some of these people were complaining, like, our farm was bought up and now they're trying to like resell our own like land to us and all that. Anyways, so I started digging a little bit into this platform, and turns out J.D. Vance provided the original seed funding for this when he was with Naira Capital. And he's no longer invested in Naira Capital, but even Snopes says there's no credible evidence saying that he's divested from this Acre Trader platform. So I'm thinking like it's almost like deliberate that Trump is enacting policies that are deliberately hurting farmers, like our farmland.
So then the Saudis and the Chinese come in and buy up all the farmland
It's going on. This is like, like these farmers are complaining about it, and I knew nothing about this. Huh. And I was like, why is this not? And I was like stunned when I saw, I was like, J.D. Vance, like, started, like, you know, helped start this.
That's incredible.
And is apparently still profiting.
I'm going to have to look into that one, Marty. Thank you for the heads up on it.
I'm just as perplexed. So I just wanted to share that.
Well, thank you. That's something worthy of a deep dive and maybe a good article. So, Marty, thank you. Acre Trader. I will see what I can find out about it. It sounds nefarious the way you're describing it. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. But I've always been an advocate of legislation forbidding anybody who's not a U.S. citizen from owning any land in the United States. As Will Rogers said, you know, buy land, they ain't making no more of it. And it's a good investment. Marty, thank you. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's just about 15 minutes before the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a second. Stay with us.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water. Vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 49 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm wondering if you're familiar with the Fourth Amendment is Not for Sale Act.
I'm not.
Okay, I came across a YouTube video on this that was just, this is tinfoil hat stuff, only it's real, it's happening. What this is the fourth, it's the House Bill H.R. 4639. It was introduced in 2023 by a Republican from Ohio, but it passed the House. And what it is, it expands and prohibits disclosures of stored electronic communications under the Stored Communications Act. But what it pertains to is that at every intersection you go through across the country, there is a private group that has these AI license plates.
Oh, it's called Flock is the company. Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Right. So now it used to be the big thing about cops or somebody sticking tracking devices on your cars. Literally, they've no longer had
to do that. There's, what, 34,000 or 43,000 of these cameras?
Yeah. And the problem is that these AI reading cameras are wrong like 10% of the time. But when you take 10% of the amount of vehicles on the road, it's leading to such things like the YouTube video I saw was a mother and her three kids. It was either in California, Arizona, where it misread their license plate. So the cops have their guns pulled on this woman and her kids, and they're on the ground on hot asphalt because the cops are convinced that they're driving a stolen car. And incidents like that are happening over and over and over again. Anyway, this bill it's sitting in the Senate. It hasn't gone anywhere in the Senate. Mm-hmm. Now, my understanding, there are some states that have passed laws by themselves to control the uses of the information from these cameras. I guess Maine is really clamped down on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just something.
I'll bet the company's lobbying like crazy. But
we're giving our tax dollars to a private company that is basically causing mayhem and also trouncing all over the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah.
But I'm just calling because I was not aware of this, but. Maybe sometime you can have somebody on in the future to discuss it. And why? I mean, I've been calling my senators about it, but why has it gone anyway? I mean, I realize now it's not going to happen in the Senate with what's going on, but it's worth
not inconceivable. The Senate's actually in session, so it's not inconceivable. John Thune is keeping the Senate open, even though Mike Johnson's got the House shut down. Ed, thanks. Thanks right. for the heads up on that. I appreciate it. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Yeah, hi. I was very disturbed by the work on the White House until the other day. I thought, well, it's just a thing. You know, Parliament in England was heavily bombed, and they restored it. Notre Dame was restored.
Yeah.
The other thing is there was a call for George Washington to become king. Before he took office.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a conspiracy or something, and he just turned it down flat.
Yep.
They wanted to have some sort of combination of democracy.
Well, and there were also people wringing their hands when he stepped down after two terms, too. And John Adams ran for and became president.
Right.
Yeah, as a Federalist. I mean, you know, because Washington at that point had basically established the Federalist as a, mm-hmm. as a political party, even though he was mm-hmm. outspokenly opposed to political parties. But yeah, the big question, Bill, you know, after Trump is gone, are they going to tear down this monstrosity and rebuild the East Wing, or are they just going to keep it? I don't have any idea. My guess is they'll probably keep it, but I think...
Well, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I think they should tear it down. So what?
It was a working office. He tore down mm-hmm. part of the office building
That
thing.
That's
so
correct.
So they have to reclaim that, and I think it should be rebuilt like it was, and he should pay for it.
I'm with you, Bill. I'm with you. Thank you. Joe in Cupertino. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You brought up the Winter Palace in St. Petersburg yesterday, and so I looked it up. That was the home of the Romanovs.
I know. The throne room is where the Romanov czar used to sit, and that's the room that Trump is cloning.
And we're going to have a Bolshevik revolution in this country because of it.
Well, hopefully not as bloody as the Bolshevik Revolution, hopefully not bloody at all, you know, as the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia was in, what was that, 1918 or whatever the year was?
Yes, but, 1918.
Yeah, but I think the analogy is perfect. Joe, thanks for calling and pointing that out. Sonia in Rockport, Washington. Hey, Sonia, what's up?
Hey, very quickly, it which is very difficult when you're on hold, and listening to everybody's everything, it's like, I have so many thoughts. But I was calling in regard to the troops on the city streets in mm-hmm. this country. Mm-hmm. And it made me think about back in the early 90s when Randy Weaver's house, his compound, was accosted
by the FBI.
Not only ATF, but, you know, local law enforcement and
that's right, it was ATF
whatever.
After him, yeah.
Yeah, right. And yet what they were calling it at the time was multi-jurisdictional task force,
mm-hmm.
the MJTF.
Yep.
And yet the word at the time was that some of these people who were not identified on their uniforms that were in camo and mm-hmm. and were masked, were possibly troops from the outside, like mercenary
mm-hmm.
troops.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that they may have been Belgium-trained troops, but they were people who don't care about Americans.
There was a lot of conspiracy craziness around Ruby Ridge.
There was. But when I think about it now, and I'm looking at all these troops in the cities, who many of them act like they don't care about the citizens they're dealing with.
Yeah. I think it's because they're coming from other states, and I think that's intentional.
I have a grandson-in-law who is...
I'm sorry, Sonia, I've got to cut you off. I'm out of time. Thanks for being with us today. A special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Dave Fulton, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carneverde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine people who make this program work, and thank you to you for being part of our program every single day, or as often as you do. Please get out there, get active, tag You're It, and have a wonderful weekend. I'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, ZPA will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511, and save over 24% with a happy ZPAC and start improving your sleep health today.
What's going on with Earl Ingram?
The No Kings rallies across this nation, they reminded me of, it was an organization called the Tea Party. Senior citizens were a part of the Tea Party. And there are a lot of senior citizens involved in the No Kings rallies.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, What's Going On with Earl Ingram. Find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. We have a new and fairly chilling update on Hurricane Melissa in the Caribbean. Monster Category 5 already. Just keeps on growing. Gusts of 200 miles an hour now. Steady wind of 175. Climate scientists say an extremely warm Atlantic Ocean is why so many hurricanes are exploding in size. Melissa went from a tropical storm to a Category 5 practically overnight. It's on a path to pound the south coast of Jamaica tonight, along with Haiti, and then out to Cuba. The ocean temp in that area, warmer than most pool water, 86 degrees. Speaking of heat,
around Southern California, heat advisories are now being posted for midweek when it's expected to be in the 90s or even closing in on 100 degrees in some areas. And with the heat, the first round of Santa Ana winds of the season are expected, bringing major concerns of wildfires later this week.
ABC's Alex Stone in L.A. This is ABC News.
Madison.